Welcome to Uncurated Podcast, a show for visual artists and designers to share their experiences and learn from each other. I am your host, Kelly. On this podcast, you can expect interviews from extremely talented visual artists, designers, as well as engaging conversations about art and the creative industry, especially in Africa. Today's interview is a Kenyan creative consultant and animator. I first saw his work on another podcast, the Sandwich Podcast, and I really liked his style. I just had to know a little bit more about him and his work. So enjoy.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
Okay, so my name is Alison Kelly, and yes. I mostly practice interior design, but I also went to art school and design school, So I started this channel to talk to artists and interview them and talk about maybe their process and what inspired them, mostly because when I was in school, I actually found a gap when it came to like content with surrounding like African artists and African designers. So I thought, why not start talking to the ones around me and see how we can put together content so that maybe the next generation can have something to look up to and something to watch and be inspired and also learn. So that's basically the essence of this channel and these interviews.
That's good. I'm Dylan Agar. I'm an illustrator and animator. I also do some design on the side. Also some music too. I can also sing, but I haven't released any vocals outside. And I like watching a lot of anime and movies and cartoons.
That's cool. So when you say design, you say you mean graphic design? That's interesting. That's cool. I first saw your work when you did an illustration for the Sandwich Podcast, because I usually listen to them. So when I saw the illustration, I was like, this is really cool. This is cool. So that's when I decided maybe I should reach out.
Because good friends.
So my first question is, how were you first introduced into illustration and animation?
My dad was an artist. So I guess it began from childhood. Like since baby class, I've been drawing.
So your dad was a traditional painter, or did he also do other types of mixed media or something?
Just pencil portraits.
So that's how you started also drawing?
Yeah, I guess it was in the genes. Then I also have another friend who I saw drawing. I was like, this is cool. I was going to do that, but I started out with box heads.
How did you transition into digital?
Believe it or not, I started drawing on my phone. So like from there, I just started looking at YouTube videos. I'm like, how do you do this, that? And then it progressed from there. I got a laptop. Then I got, with the laptop, I used to draw with my mouse. It was hard. And then afterwards, I got a graphics tablet. Now it is like drawing on paper, kind of connected to the tab, to the laptop. And then later on, I also got a phone, Samsung Note 5 with a stylus. So now I was drawing also on my phone with a stylus also.
Hey, that's a journey. What app were you using on your phone? like when you started?
When I started, I was using Sketchbook from Autodesk. And then I started using Medibank Paint, which was like it was like Photoshop, but free. And it was cross-platform, so you can use it on your phone, you can use it on the laptop, you can use it on a tab, like anywhere, iOS, macOS, Windows, PC, Android, yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting. It was Oh, okay. I've never heard of those apps. So, you're a purely self-taught artist, yeah?
Yeah, okay. I learned also some in high school and primary. Although primary, it was mostly coloring. And then high school, I studied art and design, like a subject.
But yeah. In terms of like the digital scape, like you are self-taught, like with the applications and stuff.
Yeah. Although what I studied 3D animation and multimedia. So it almost linked, because that's when I started using digital stuff. And then I started watching YouTube videos. I saw people drawing on computers. I was like, also, man, let me try. So I started on my phone.
You studied 3D animation in high school?
No, in college.
College you studied 3D animation and
multimedia, like camera, video, music.
Which university?
It's Shamtao.
I know. So how was your transition from just doing work for fun, or maybe like maybe an assignment for school, to doing it for like professional, making money and all that?
So when I finished 3D animation, I got an attachment. I started as an intern, so mostly we are doing like adverts. It was like an ad agency. So we're mostly doing adverts and stuff like that, videos, short videos. That's where it transitioned, or started to get paid over there. And then also now on the side, there's also drawing. People added portraits, so it's drawing digitally. Then I have a friend who prints and mounts and frames. So now I draw, I send him, then he prints and does all that, and then I collect it and send to the client.
Do you still work for the ad agency?
No, I resigned like 2 years ago, 2019, now to do complete freelance. I worked there for like 2.5 years.
What's the difference in experience in terms of like being employed and being a freelance artist?
You basically doing everything like the agency was doing now, by yourself, like your own, you're the one who does pitches, you're the one who goes for meetings, you're the one who manages your money, like you're all in one. So, but it's the agency, it was a good experience, because I learned a lot over there that I didn't know. And also YouTube. Like during there, you're like, how do you do this? You go to YouTube and then you learn, and then you apply what you learned.
Yeah. I'm asking that because most of the time, even when I was in design school, it was kind of difficult to decide if you wanted to go maybe work for an agency or do freelance. And then it would be kind of difficult to find like a place where you know, you would create and be like fulfilled, or create interesting things instead of creating generic, repetitive, boring. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Mostly, I think it would be best to start working somewhere and you see how it is before you decide to do things on your own. Because when you're working for somebody, there's some things you can also learn from them before now you start doing them on your own, like managing funds and talking to clients and how to pitch and how to make proposals. Like usually when you work for somebody, there's somebody who has done it professionally, like they have experience in that. So it's best like you go to them and ask, you can ask for help, like how to do this. And you can also like tell them to mentor you, because if they have the experience, it's they're always willing to share with other people how they went through it, how things are usually done. Yeah,
that's true. Mentorship is such a big deal, and it helps you grow faster than you would have if you were just on your own. Let's talk about your style, your artistic style. Tell us more about your inspiration behind your style, and has it like evolved, or maybe like you started out with the same style and has continued with the same style?
When I started out, my style was, I used to copy cartoons, like I used to watch Cartoon Network, then like after it's the cartoon's over, I started drawing in my drawing book, sketchbook. I used to watch like Kids Next Door, Johnny Bravo, Dexter, Ben 10, Kwanza Ben 10, like all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So now, afterwards, usually it was like, you know, I used to watch on MTV, so it used to run for some time, then like by 6 p.m. it's over, or like on Saturdays at 12 it's over. So now, like I used to draw from memory, like I used to just continue repeat cartoons like Kids Next Door. I used to draw a lot, like Number One, Number Five, like all of them. And then when I was finishing primary school, I got introduced to anime. So now anime and also comics. Now that's when I started taking a different turn. Like I was watching more anime. I started with Bleach. I started with Naruto, then Bleach. Yeah. Also, I was watching Avatar, which was influenced also by anime. So it's like that style is now what influenced most of my work now. And then also watched Boondocks also, which is also anime influenced. I guess from then on is now when it was now in the direction of anime.
Yeah, I feel like your style is definitely a reflection of all those things. Like you can't really put it in one box and say this one is from anime. It's like a mix of all of those different inspirations you said. So that's really nice that you're able to like bring together different styles and make your own unique style. So I find a lot of people don't understand how long or how much time it takes to produce like work that's like of good standard and worth the amount of money that you're asking for. So how long does it take you to complete like a project? Like let's say a client comes to you and says, I need this illustration or this animation. Yeah. How long does it actually take you to do it, like properly from beginning to end?
It depends on what they want. Like if maybe it's an illustration with a single character, it may take like maybe 3 days. Although that 3 days is with back and forth, like you do this. In the sketching phase, the client gives you feedback, you change things. It's like by 3 days you can be finished with one. But if there are multiple characters, it can take until like a week, because also the back and forth and also drawing individual characters, it also takes time. Yeah, so maybe like a week. Our average is a week.
Yeah. And for animation?
Yeah. that also depends. If it's like a simple animation, also maybe a week or so or more, but usually it starts with a storyboard, a script, then a storyboard, then like an animatic, and because it can even take a month just for an animation. Yeah.
So do you still do 3D work now that you studied 3D?
I wish I could. My laptop, I fried the graphics card. Like I was gaming a lot, so now so now the graphics card just like I give up, it stops working.
Mm-hmm.
So now doing 3D tasks is demanding. Like if I want to do 3D again, I may just have to get another laptop.
Yeah. A lot of artists can relate to that. Do you have any advice for maybe like a young person who's just starting out in animation or illustration? What advice would you give them?
If it's your passion, I guess you should pursue it. Because I remember when I was young in primary school, I used to draw a lot. Like even in the teacher's teaching, I would just be sketching in my book. Like almost all my books had drawings on the sides in the margin. And then when I reached high school, my mom was like, "Don't do that. Get a drawing book and then put all your art over there." So continue with your passion, your talent, just work on it. Like if you're drawing, it would be best to learn what you don't know. Like if you want to learn how to draw maybe eyes, you go look for tutorials, online articles on how to draw eyes, then you practice that. Like you practice improving on what you're not good at. Like you can still continue doing what you're good at, but also practice on improving what you're not good at. And also watch a lot of tutorials, because when you watch tutorials, you apply what's on the tutorials. Because just watching and not doing it doesn't help much. Yeah,
that's amazing advice. I hope they take it. And I've also been like a victim of, you watch tutorials, you find it interesting, and by the time you're done, it's like, on to the next. So my final question is, where can people find you and how can they reach out to you in case they needed you to do any job?
I'm mostly active on Instagram at Dylan is who I be. I had a YouTube channel, but YouTube took it down. I don't know why. They didn't explain. I don't know why, because they mostly just had art videos, some music videos also I had done. Although there's a time it was hacked. Somebody started uploading Fortnite videos. Maybe that's why.
Okay.
Yeah. But mostly I'm active on Instagram at Dylan is who I be.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Twitter account, but the same handle, Dylan Swaby, but I don't know. I'm not usually active there. Maybe they're just looking for memes. And yeah.
That's why we're all on Twitter. Anyway, it was nice to meet you, and thank you for agreeing to do this video and answering the questions.
You're welcome. It was fun.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. This has been Uncurated Podcast. We will be uploading a new episode every week, so follow our Instagram page, uncurated.podcast, for updates and more fun creative content. Enjoy the rest of your week.